I sit and look at my computer screen, I have two stories open. I thought I'd share a little bit of both with you. One is from the WashingtonExaminer.com titled Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on how 15 months ago that he said, and I think he should leave the meteorologist reporting to the people who take the training to be meteorologists. But anyway, 15 months ago, he said that global warming would mean that there's no snow or cold in D.C. this year. Of course, that's the same Robert F. Kennedy Jr. who flies around on a private plane to tell people how they should live their lives in order to save the planet. The other one is from FoxNews.com, and it's titled The Mid-Atlantic Plows and Digs Out of an Epic Blizzard. And I'm looking at a picture of the White House, which you can barely see after the huge blizzard this past weekend and all of the snow. It's being deemed as Snowmageddon and snow apocalypse. You say that three times a little real fast. And how the blizzard buried the nation's capital and how it was indeed epic. So I'll let those of you that believe in global warming and climate change to decide whether or not this epic blizzard in Washington and across the states had anything to do with Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s prediction or not. But it is a parallel of ideas, and you have to wonder if Robert F. Kennedy Jr., if there could be any credibility on what he has to say when it comes to global warming, even though he seems sincere in what he says. When you look at the big picture, especially him flying around on his private plane and the evidence after evidence after evidence of all these storms, the global warming, climate change crowd, and what's really happening, just watch your local weather, is something that there is no comparison about. Snow apocalypse or Snowmageddon seems more like the real truth rather than what Mr. Kennedy has to say. He needs to go back to doing whatever he does best. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.